Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria in episode 222 or 23 or 24, I'm not sure. I'm so sorry, I don't have my shit together. It's one of those episodes. We're talking about health updates. So I'm almost 40, so I'm going to be talking about my body, my health updates, things that I've learned while taking supplements, my diet, and then also a conversation I had with my kids about being overweight. So it'll be a really cool, different type of episode. Let's begin. Hello, hello. Okay, so we are going to do a quick health update. I thought that this would be super helpful for just anyone who is getting older, which is everyone. So here are some updates on my health, and I found some really interesting things happening to my body. For example, I decided to buy a multivitamin that had collagen in it. Now, I had to do some research on collagen and what the hell collagen is and what's the rage over it. And then also what, what are the downfalls or the whatever, what is it called? The side effects of taking collagen. And knowing all of the things and kind of learning about collagen, I decided to take the just jump on the collagen train like everyone else and took a multivitamin that had collagen in it. And I was taking it for like a few weeks and I noticed my face started breaking out. And I don't really break out that much. You know, I'm in my 30s. I take care of my skin pretty well. I exfoliate every night. I have night cream that I use. I have eye cream that I use. And I use SPF. And I'm super attentive towards my skin. You know, being almost 40 years old, you have to be. You can really tell, like, if your pores are unhealthy or if you just don't take care of your skin. So anyway, I noticed I started breaking out and I was like, huh, what the hell is this? And one pimple is like, okay, maybe, you know, I touched something and then I touched my face and then it broke out. But then it happened like I broke out like I think there was like three instances in 1 week where I broke out. And that was concerning because I just don't break out like that. Anyway, I, you know, had to think like, what the heck am I doing? Like, what am I eating? What am I doing more of or less of? Everything was the same and realized it was the collagen. So I immediately threw away the multivitamin collagen that I bought and I rated it on Amazon to inform everybody about this breakout on my, and it wasn't even severe, but you know, I know my skin. I know what's normal and what's not normal. And it was not normal to get three pimples on my face in 1 week. That's just not normal for me. So anyway, I tried collagen, not using collagen anymore. At least, you know, for now, just because I'm really still young, considering like I'm not like 50 or 55 or 60 where I have to literally take a more serious route on like wrinkles and you know, just like whatever Botoxing people, I don't even do any of that, which I don't know if I'll ever do Botox, only because how it makes people look. I'm at the park, you guys, and there are like kids here who don't know how to act. And it's crazy to me. My kids are so well behaved and these other kids are like wild. Anyway, so yeah, I don't think I'm gonna do like any kind of Botox or like stuff that is very popular right now, just because I notice how it makes people look. It just looks crazy. Like it looks, and it's almost like it's obvious that you just got Botox or you've had Botox or you've gotten it. It's really obvious. You just look a certain way. You start looking like everybody else. Like there's like this look. People get lip fillers, cheek enhancements, like get their nose done, you know, do these like crow's feet, like numbing things. Like, it's crazy. I ran into one of these girls I used to like club with back in the day. Be careful doing that, honey. And what happened? Oh yeah, I saw her and I was like, that's not her. I'm like, I don't think that's her, because her butt looks bigger than normal. Like, not like in a bad way, but more in like a... Yeah, I'm very positive you can't go in the water. Like, come on, you're not getting in the water. Anyway, so I saw her at the gym and I was like, that's not her. It looks like her, but it doesn't look like her. She got like a bigger butt. Not like BBLs that look crazy, but like she looks like she has a butt back there. There was a time where she didn't have a butt, right? So I was like, she could have gotten it done. And then I saw her face, her cheeks look more prominent. And I'm like, she could have gotten that done. Her boobs look a little bit more bigger than normal than I remember. And she could have gotten that done. And her lips look filled. And it is just surprising how people, you know, just get a whole redone body. And are out here with their redone body. And more power to people who have the balls and maybe even the funds to do that, because I know it's, you know, lots and lots of money, but you can actually get qualified pretty easily nowadays with the surge of that demand, right? All right, I am really going on a tangent, but... So update number one is I took collagen. Collagen made me break out. Not taking collagen. So just for you guys who are thinking about taking collagen, that is what happened to me. And I don't know if you guys, you know, are thinking about taking something like that, like a supplement to make you look more young or maybe more supple in your face. Or I know it's like for your joints and all of that, but let's be fucking real. These people are taking it because... they just want to look more young. Like the more shallow part of the results, right? Let's be fucking honest. So no collagen for me, didn't work. Update number two is, what was update number two? Okay. I just realized this because I have been tapping my fingers on my desk, and I've been thinking, wow, my nails are beautifully long, longer than normal. Like, I usually, you know, have pretty decent nails where I don't have to get my nails done. I'll get them done for like occasion, like if my husband and I go on a trip somewhere or something, I'll get them done, but usually I'll just paint them a nice color, right? And they're not like ugly, short, and stubby. They're like pretty decent size, like length. But in these past few weeks, my nails have been nicer. Like, they're stronger. They seem to withstand more, like, more dishwashing. Or like accidentally running into like a wall, and then usually like my nail will chip, and then like I'll have to like cut it down because of that. But I'll run into things, you guys, and my nails are like made out of wood or something. Like, they're made out of something strong. And I was thinking, like, what the hell is happening? Like, what did I do that is different? Like, what am I doing? And you know what I've changed is, 6 weeks ago, I told myself I wouldn't drink any more pop. And that is what's changed in my diet, is that I don't drink any more pop. I've been drinking like raspberry iced tea. I've even bought like Crystal Light, like flavored teas. Like right now I have peach tea. I'm looking for a watermelon tea. I don't know if they have that. I have to look. But like, I have literally not drank any kind of pop in the past weeks. And the reason is because I feel when I do drink pop, I am so bloated after I drink it. And I got into this habit where I would drink 2 cans of pop a day, like during lunch and then during dinner. And then I would be just so bloated, right? And I started drinking pop again maybe like about a year ago, like really heavily, like getting wild, like 2 cans a day, you know, like no care in the world. There was even a time where I would drink pop and water it down. I don't even water it down to the point where I would drink 2 cans a day. So I stopped drinking pop about 6 weeks ago. And I don't know if I lost weight really, but I do feel less bloated. That's number one. And secondly, my nails are stronger. I don't know if it's the more water I've been drinking or maybe the more, well, that's really what I've been drinking is water or iced tea or like a raspberry iced tea, right? But you guys, like, just changing the kind of fluids I was drinking makes my nails stronger. Wild. Isn't that a wild observation? So for you guys, I don't know if you guys grow your own nails or if you guys get your nails done. If you guys get your nails done, this doesn't apply to you. I really don't like getting my nails done. I notice like when I go get my nails done, I only get them specifically for the trip. And then when I get home, I will literally go to the salon and pay the fucking money to get them off. Like, I cannot function. TMI, I like to dig my nose and get boogers out. And you cannot dig your nose and get boogers out with false nails. So whenever I have, I know that's disgusting. And I'm like, you guys are probably like, Maria, you're so gross for being that honest about digging your boogers. Yes, I am a booger digger. Okay, I'll do it within reason, number one, and then also in the privacy of my own home. But I can't do it even in the privacy of my own home when I have these false finger fucking nails. And I am not happy about that. That is the reason, like, get these shits off of me, because I want to dig my nose when I please. I don't know if y'all feel the same way. This is kind of one of those things where you don't ever want to say out loud or in public. But I know for my digger boogers, my booger diggers, y'all feel me on this. Anyway, yeah, that is my 2 points of health updates. Number one, collagen made me break out. Number two, I stopped drinking pop and my nails are like pristine. Natural, amazing. I can't really tell if my hair is growing more. I can't really tell about that. I almost think like, is my hair thicker now? I can't tell. I have to kind of like sit with it a little bit, because now I just think I'm trying to get like confirmation bias going on, where it's like, oh my god, is my skin more supple? Because is my vision more clear? Like, am I just losing weight just rapidly now? Because I actually can't tell that I'm losing weight without drinking pop. I will say for sure, though, that I'm not as bloated, because that's one of the things in my 30s that I was suffering from, and it was like an ongoing chronic thing for me, is that I would get so bloated. Now, I will say I still eat, I will eat, and then I will get slightly bloated, but not as bad as when I used to drink pop, you see? So it was a different kind of, it was just miserable for me. And then I would just walk around with like my stomach out and like trying to like walk off the bloatedness. And it was just exhausting to have to feel that way all the time after I ate. And I didn't get any like, what is that one thing where you like, it comes up your throat? God, you guys, what's that called? Where it's like acid reflux. Yeah, I don't get that. Yeah, those are my 2 updates, you guys. I'm trying to think if there's any other more updates that I can kind of talk about here. No, not really. I don't have very much updates besides those two. I thought that was really important to share because You know, I think a lot of people don't know what collagen really is and what happens when you take collagen. And I had to do my own research, but then also with my own experience, right? Like what happens when I took it, and then how quickly was I able to discern like what was happening to my body before I was able to make corrective measures, right? And even just like with my nails, like I can easily scan like what I'm doing differently in the past weeks to see what's causing this result, which I think is pretty like is pretty simple. These are really simple changes, like cutting out pop. And you know, if you really like flavored drinks, there's alternative flavored drinks you can really take. You can take like what I have is like raspberry iced tea. I got like packs of Crystal Light where you there's a fly coming at me, where you pour it into some water and you just stir it up over some ice and it's really yummy. You could even do like coconut water. Those are good. But I did hear that coconut water that are stored in cans isn't good for you. So take that into consideration. Only the ones stored in plastic is good, which is really interesting. I had to have a conversation with my kids today about overeating because they always ask for like sweet snacks, and my husband and I are constantly like, no, you can have one sweet snack a day. That has been like a rule, like, you know, if you have a sweet snack, one a day is like it, right? And I don't remember ever telling them why. So today I had to talk to them about how, you know, overeating and binge eating and then or being anorexic is a problem. Like there's eating disorders out there, and you know, we're trying to teach you guys how to eat healthy and be aware of your body when your body's saying, hey, I'm thirsty, hey, I'm hungry, hey, I'm full, stop feeding me, or I need more of this or I need more of that, right? Like if I need more sleep. You know, if you're aware enough of your body to say, hey, I'm a little tired, let me take a quick like 30-minute nap, or I'm dehydrated, let me drink a cup of water, like things like that, where I'm teaching them how to be more observant of their body, like eating till you're full and then like stopping, right? Or when they ask me for a snack, like asking themselves, am I really thirsty or am I eating because I'm bored? You know, and also the concept of being overweight as an adult and how like life is so much harder when you're overweight as an adult. And I had to literally say that to my kids, like, we want you guys to be confident going into your adult life and going into life as, you know, kids, tweens, teens, adults, that, you know, you choose wisely on all the things, you know, choosing a partner wisely, choosing, you know, what you spend with your time wisely, like eating. Are you going to be eating because you're bored? Or are you going to be, you know, doing something more productive? And I had to explain to them that, you know, sometimes you can get really carried away about, you know, what you love or what your body thinks it wants. But then it'll cause a result like weight gain and then becoming overweight or obese as an adult. And then you're not going to be really happy with yourself physically. And it's going to be harder to find a spouse when you are overweight. And it's just harder. It's harder to like be happy with yourself when you're overweight. So, you know, it's just one of those things that we had to talk, well, at least I did. I talked to my kids about it today because I took them to get ice cream at this one place called Rolled Ice Cream. And they literally roll the ice cream, which is like wild. I took some video of it and I was going to post it on Instagram, but I don't know if that's appropriate for a business coaching Instagram. So I don't know. I gotta figure out how to spin that. But, you know, I was like, and it's always a thing where it's like, all right, y'all had your sweet snack. Y'all know for later, you guys got to have either applesauce or yogurt or yogurt is the option. So I'm healthy. And it's just something that, you know, I think a lot of parents should have conversations about with their children to avoid, you know, obesity as adults, because that's literally the cause of like depression, unhappiness, you know, not finding your spouse easily, even might be hard to find a job, you know, or, you know, be looked at a certain way and be perceived a certain way. And it's just, you know, I guess that does kind of relate to health, because this is kind of more of a health episode. But I think that there is like a little bit of that. I didn't really have that conversation with my mom. I somehow got away with kind of being able to eat pretty much anything and not really gaining weight. But I do think one thing, which is I listen to my body, and I've always listened to my body. Like, if I'm full, I'm done. But I've also allowed myself to indulge. Like, if I want ice cream, I'm gonna go get me an ice cream. But am I gonna get it three times that day? Probably not, right? Or if I want a donut that morning, I'm going to grab me this donut and I'm not going to judge myself for it. I think that's where that donut, that guilt comes in, where it's like, I shouldn't have eaten that. Look at me. I'm so this and I'm so that. And then that causes, you know, that feeling of judgment. And there's like that emotional toll on you, and then that develops a relationship with your body or with food, right? And so I even had to explain that to my kids, like developing really healthy relationships with food. Like, it's not a thing that you just do when you're bored. It's a form of nutrition for your body. And you know, don't do it when you're happy, don't do it when you're sad, don't eat just because, you know, you're fucking high. Well, I didn't say high because they don't know that yet. But you guys get my drift. So if you guys have little kids, definitely have that conversation. It's super helpful with understanding kind of the world and understanding their choices and their power that they have in life, because that's really important. I think knowing that they have the power to shape their future by choosing the right foods, choosing the right, you know, right things. Oh God, these kids are back and I don't know if I can focus. Okay guys, that was it for me. I know it's a little bit different of a swing of an episode. I just felt like majority of my audience are probably like me, and I'm sure you guys appreciate this, and hopefully you do. The next part of this show is my kids. We were driving and they sang this cute song that they learned in music class today. It was so cute that I wanted them to do it for my episode. So you're going to listen to them sing. I hope you guys enjoy it, and thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing day.
My heart is lost. Pump up tomato, I like the weather. Bring back my heart to me. And every minute, my heart goes crisscross. Tomato sauce, crisscross. My heart is lost. Pump up tomato, I like the weather. Bring back my heart to me. And every minute, my heart goes crisscross. Tomato sauce, crisscross, my heart is lost.